Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Vines.
How you feeling today?
How you feeling?
It's how good. You feeling? Headlines brought to us by Gosling.
This room's having hot flashes. Like, it goes from being warm to cold. Like, I feel like there's an entity in here.
Yeah, the room's perimenopause or whatever you call it.
All right, then.
Post?
Post?
Pre? I don't know.
It's like a separate word for it, they call it. Is it perial? Prio?
Periodontal. No, that's a dinosaur, is it not?
Yeah.
Yes, thank you. With good teeth, I understand.
Mm-hmm. All right, so over the past week, there's been some debate on the worst song ever. So we're talking about X users debating on X about bad songs.
Mm-hmm. The worst ever. Centerfield is, like, to me, one of the worst ever songs.
By Fogerty?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's like, it's a metaphor or whatever for, getting in the game of life, but it's just, I still hear it as a baseball song. It's just not good.
Okay.
So, all right. So these
I will go further on that, though. It's funny you said it's a baseball song. The freaking Randy Newman baseball song.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's atrocious.
It's got the we love Willie
it.
And the...
I love it. No. That's I Love L.A. Wait a minute.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's a baseball song, and it's like, God, it makes my... I like You Got a Friend in Me and all that stuff because of the damn Toy Story and whatnot, but, like, generally speaking, Randy Newman makes some skin crawl. He looks like if he lived in Britain, he'd be, like, on some kind of list.
Mickey and the Duke or whatever it's called.
Willie and the Duke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mentioned the list.
It may not
here's
be Randy
some of
Newman.
The submissions. People really bashing you too, which I love you too. I've seen them a lot.
Thank you. We love you as well.
And someone said the worst song ever written is the whole discography. I can't even say the whole. The whole catalog is bad. So.
Oh Lord.
That's terrible. I don't agree, but that's someone's opinion.
That's a lot to not like.
Yeah.
I don't like James Taylor either. He's one of those that's beloved, and I dislike.
Why do you hate him?
It's not a hate, it's dislike greatly. I don't even loathe him.
I'll tell you,
I like when he said blank Facebook in that movie. That was funny.
I like James Taylor because it reminds me of my mom.
She looked nothing like him.
She liked James Taylor. All right, so back to the list. Fun. We Are Young at number 9.
We Are Young. Oh, yeah, I know that song. We Are Young.
Okay, at number 8.
I know that song. We Are Young.
At number 8, Ed Sheeran, Shape of You.
I probably know if I heard it. I can't. I mean, he's very popular. I just don't know that one by off the top of my head. This would be all new modern, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know that one. I'm in love with the shape of dudes.
Okay, Omni, Cheerleader. I don't know the song, but...
It sounds like you wanted to get on the list just to make people look your music up.
Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines.
Oh, that's a fun one.
I like that song.
They got sued for it, but it's still a fun one.
Now this
Inario's doing a podcast with a... never mind.
Okay. At number 5, Maroon
Robin Thicke.
5.
It was him and a Brazilian lady.
Moves Like Jagger. That's a good song.
It's one of those you just get burnt out on. It gets used so much. But then you'll, like... It'll go away for a little while, and then you're like, oh, there it is. I like it again.
This song does suck. Terry Cashman is who sings this one.
Willie Mickey and the Duke?
Yep.
Number 4, It's All About the Bass, Meghan Trainor.
I mean, you kind of get tired of hearing it, but like all of hers kind of follow that same formula.
Yeah.
So here is the top 3. One song that we do play, and I do like this song, Kings of Leon, Sex on Fire.
I don't like that one by them.
Why?
Turn it up real loud, don't they? God!
Who's Duke are we talking about?
I don't know. They're talking about, like, is it a song about a penis, a roofie, and someone having a bowel movement?
Probably that.
Oh, that means that's the song right there.
Okay, here's Maze, the Madeline, top Snyder. 2 worst songs on X. Worst songs ever. Second place, Pharrell. Happy.
Pharrell.
Pharrell.
You sound like you're talking about like some kind of wild dog.
That's a fun Pharrell. One.
Pharrell.
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 Yeah, I'm being for real. His name's for real.
All right. And the number one terrible song is Train, Hey Soul Sister, which is a good song.
Oh, yeah, that's a real, like, it don't make a whole lot of sense. I'm going to see if I got it, so I can bring it up. It is kind of dumb.
Matt, how can you say you hate James Taylor? Fire and Rain is my anthem. Well, it yeah, is. I mean, come on. That's a,
like, what about Carolina? Or what?
He's not just writing that song, to be honest with you.
Well, that's one of the songs I like to make dirty and have fun with. No, the Carolina song by James Taylor.
How do you make it dirty?
Oh, you know, some stuff that rhymes with Carolina. A female body part, maybe.
In my mind.
Big behind her.
No, I can't sing when I sing to it, but it's fun.
You would.
Yeah, but your words don't make any sense. Like, no. How are you going to have a vagina in your behind? It makes no sense.
You know what? It's, I can't even say that.
Yeah,
dang
this
it.
Song.
Dang it, though.
Do you like this, Paige?
Yeah, it's all right.
What's the purpose of this song, though? Like, what is it? What's the feeling?
Just to rhyme words?
Yeah, it's kind of a cute song.
But it's just, it's one of those ancillary songs. It's not really speaking to anybody or no one's dancing to it.
It doesn't make me think of anybody.
It's like, Butthole Sister.
This was written to, again, be the background of a pharmaceutical drug that they're going to sell down the road, if it's not already.
Do you have elephantitis?
May cause ringworm, psoriasis, tetter, thoughts of suicide.
Don't want
violent, explosive diarrhea.
Oh, Lord.
Make you smile awkwardly in times when you shouldn't be.
Your diarrhea may give other people thoughts of suicide.
Oddly enough, you'll die laughing at a funeral.
All right. Well, so make your own list if you don't like mine.
May cause bipolarism. You may love it or hate it.
Oh.
I don't like Sex on Fire, but I wouldn't put it that high on the list of, you know, hated songs.
Why don't you like Sex on Fire?
They've got so many other better songs than that one.
It's a fun song.
No, it ain't. It sucks. It's an ass song.
No, it ain't.
I want you to admit it.
It's a good song. If it's not their best, though, for sure.
I think it's got a good riff. Play it.
Listen to her ordering you around like you a damn Alexa.
He is. I say
thank you to mine, by the way.
Play Sex on Fire.
Does she ever sing to you when you do that?
Yes, yeah. And it's scary.
It's kind of odd.
Like the other night, I was like, hey, turn the light off. Yeah, I'm lazy. Hey, turn the light off.
I told you to
You're
turn it
very
off.
Welcome. Like, it scared me because it was dark.
That's serial killer stuff.
Yeah.
That's when Alexa comes back to kill you.
Are you all right, Alexa?
I told you to turn it off.
Want me to? You want to hear some farts like usual?
You digital bitch.
Out of the cupboard and all kinds of weird things.
The fart thing is really good. This is Sex on Fire. You really don't like this song, Fat Boy?
Of their catalog, yeah, I think it's the worst.
I like Charmer's, my favorite song.
You can turn it up just a tad.
Play it,
Manhattan's.
Play
good.
It now.
I know.
Music
I already
boy.
Put it on for you. Turn your headphones up. If it's too loud, I'm too old or whatever.
Yeah,
Manhattan's a better
I'm
song.
Listening
Revelry.
To the riff, and I kind of like it.
No, you don't.
I do.
You just want to hook up with them because they're hot.
I wouldn't be able to tell them apart. They all look the same.
She wants them all
I'd
at once.
I'd hang out with them.
I bet.
I don't know if I'd do them.
You sure. Wouldn't be walking home afterwards, but you'd be hanging out with
them. You wouldn't be able to walk afterwards. What are you talking about?
Yeah, you'd be crab walking home. You ever seen a crab walk?
No.
It's like you just got nailed.
They'll give you the bat wings to lay on.
Oh, my God.
You're getting the wings of Leon. I like that. As soon as you get on the bus.
So there was a study of 1,000 adults, and they were asked how
were they
usually felt about going back to school when they were kids. So how did you feel about going to school?
I hated it because I had subpar clothing.
Lunch was good, but other than that, like, you could see some trim. That's about all.
14. I stayed at my grandma's during the summertime, so I missed that country cooking. I had to go back and eat.
You miss those farts?
Usually when I went back to school, it's like I was coming back to California.
Yeah.
I was excited because I had been in South Carolina for months.
So that was a culture shock.
Yes.
Hey, girl, where you been?
You sound like a magnet. I would hate it because I come back with a southern accent.
Thank God I can wear my Confederate flag jumper again.
can you talk to us? You sound like a magnolia queen. Because, like, what are y'all talking about? I'm just from the South.
Oh my God, stop it.
You know, her language changed too. Like, she came from the South, goes out West, kind of got that Valley Girl sound, and then she came back here and she's like, oh, I'm supposed to talk like Dolly Parton again.
I was like,
come up and see me sometime. That's Mae West. I'm doing.
Yeah. What
come
are
up
doing?
And see me sometime.
That old horror voice.
Yeah, I'm Laura Clark. Your place or mine?
Oh, 12 in a row. Coming right at you.
Oh my God. Okay, so back to the story.
Well, we can't. It's that
14% say they were happy about going back to school, and 16% said they were very sad, and 51% of the parents were happy about getting their kids back in school. So everybody's happy.
Everybody does get their free babysitter back.
Yeah.
Talk to her the way she talked to you about playing the music. Tell her to shut up so we can go to break.
Yeah. You do it. Well,
don't make me sound like I said it.
You pipe it down, you
I would never say that to you, Paige.
See?
I don't want to hear it, Four Eyes.
Don't call me a bitch, Beth.
Which one of you are you talking to? Fortune?
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys, I got show number for the f*** off Friday. Pick up and dial.
241-8. Hey, so maybe before the end of the show, if not Monday. So this is something that we can promote for Monday, because it's hard to say what we're going to be doing on a Monday show.
Really is.
But
we'll be hungover.
Dan from Columbia sent in a couple of different new songs.
Nice.
And before anyone asked, no, he didn't make a Big Brown entrance song for when he calls in. But I know a couple of them were new FOF themes. And
it's been hard at work.
It's been hard at work.
On something.
Yes, on something.
Big Brown, too.
Yes. All right. Big Brown's an excavator.
You know what? I thought I saw Big Brown on TV. I got to send him that picture. Hmm. Like evil Big Brown, like his evil twin running around.
Well, he doesn't have a very smiling face ever. I mean, but he's a sweetheart of a guy, but he always has like that face that looks like, man, I want to go slam dance. I want to go get in the pit and just sling my arms.
Let's go ahead and knock the heat out of the way.
Oh, boy.
There's only really one person that's responsible for this. And I think you'll know it as soon as he mentions this person's name.
Well, that gives it away generally. It
really does. This is, you know what?
Paige, look.
Who do you think it is?
I just told her who I think it is.
We'll see if you're right.
Hey, fat boy. I'm calling today to FOF to your motherfucking ass because I've called two or three times trying to get on the damn air complaining about my job, complaining about my neighbors, complaining about fucking everything I can fucking think of. But you won't play me, you fucking son of a bitch. Why don't you go eat a fucking d*** and put me on the damn radio, bitch? F*** off!
Donut. Was that what he said to go
I
eat?
I think it was.
I heard a D.
One of those long donuts. Page. Mm-hmm. He wants me to eat it the long way.
Donut. Maybe it was a deli sandwich, is what he said.
Yummy.
What else starts with a D?
Yeah. Well, I said I heard the D, but you bleeped it out. Yeah, I could tell.
Does he want me to eat that first before I put his call on?
I don't know. I could tell by your mannerisms. Like, it's going to be you. I looked at Paige and said, it's about him. Mm-hmm. I could tell.
But you know, you
are the fall guy for so much on this show, though. Like, I hate to admit it.
Yeah.
You gave me a compliment earlier, though. I'll give you one back. When the podcast is screwy or whatever, like the people will, this is where I'm just either an a-hole or I'm just saying what a lot of people think. But when you're, let's say Paige is on Twitter, she is at
X.
I was going to let you say your handle, but.
At Paige933.
Okay. So.
Well, naked.
And then Fatboy's on there at Fatboy933. If I, Adam Matthew, said, hey, at Paige933, why hasn't Fat Boy put the podcast up yet?
Oh, I see.
And so people ask me about people that's on Twitter, but they won't tag them.
They won't tag them.
It's like, won't you slide in their DMs or quit being passive aggressive?
Yeah.
Quit being a...
trying to get me to say things in quotes.
I always get that kind of stuff about how come we don't talk about other people, you know, like, how come you don't show this to Matt and Fat Boy? Because I do, and you don't care.
Look at this. Wow.
I do.
I can't tell if you were on our team or not. Clearly not.
I pass things on to you, and you're like, you don't even respond. You're just like, that's stupid.
I respond. I know what you're responding to.
My dog wouldn't even think that was funny. So stop.
The thing you're talking about with somebody who wanted to come on the show. And, like, here's the way I feel about that. I'm being honest right now.
Oh, yeah. I want honesty.
If you want to come, if you want to come on our show, like, in some kind of promotional way, or you have a good story to tell or whatever, like, that's fine by phone. But if you're, like, a celebrity, someone with some fame, and you constantly want to come on our show, that tells me you ain't really wanted too much anywhere else, and I should be the one asking you to come on the show. So it doesn't make it very, I guess it's the chase, what you're talking about.
I think you're like, well, how bad do you want it? You know?
And also the person you're referring to, I had asked not even a personal favor. It was a show favor twice over 3 months ago.
I understand.
And no response. So now that you got something to promote, guess what? I'm going to leave you on red, bitch.
Not exactly.
And it was a guy, too. So
it just happened to be a coincidence that. Not going too far into that. And she got very upset about it.
Oh, that. Well, that's different.
She was
that's
mad.
That's different. Ooh, when I say on this show, one. Yeah, all right. Yep.
Y'all killing my vibe.
I'm sorry.
Well, this is why you wanted to start with the heat, and you somehow spun it on us.
It's because there's people that have comments all the time, but you don't ever hear about it until you're out there talking to that person, and she's like, I can never get through because Fat Boy just doesn't like me.
Well, that's where I'm saying he's the face of the, like, he
you
catches
do.
He's on the front line.
Fat Boy always blocks me. What did I ever do to Fat Boy? And I said, honestly, I can't read his mind.
That's why you mute him, you don't block him.
You know what this reminds me of? The Skeletor meme, or the little video. It will have whatever saying on it, but it's him laughing.
Oh, yeah.
What, do you
oh,
have yeah. to be some hot girl to get on your show or something? Why is he so judgmental?
Look, we haven't had a hot girl in this studio in years.
Oh, thank you.
No. Well, I mean, like, I didn't mean like you.
There you go.
No.
You got there a better chance go. Getting
listen,
on here.
She is 100%.
Except this. You're a hot woman. You're a hot right. woman.
That's right. I'm no little girl.
That's right.
You got a better
sweeter
chance.
Sweeter the juice, baby.
You got a better chance of getting on here if you got, like, some kind of deformity, actually.
I'll tell her.
What am I going to talk to a hot girl about? How's it feel to be hot?
Well, we did. We did ask a hot girl, and that was very telling. Like, hey, do you love getting free stuff? Do you get free drinks all the time? Do you hate that ugly girls automatically hate you because you're so hot? It
I'd rather
was
do
very
like,
telling. I loved it.
Ask a chick that looks like a conehead or whatever.
Well, I mean, this girl is very attractive, I think. I don't know. Fat Boy doesn't like her because maybe she just... doesn't
well it doesn't mean oh, he's also
God,
married
fat boy you're her, so great
her looks don't apply to it. I know the situation you're talking about, but Paige,
I don't even know it. I gotta
Paige is so gentle-hearted and meek and mild and sweet that she doesn't understand when she's being taken advantage of and screwed over for only what Paige can do for them on radio.
That's why I like taking uh-huh. advantage of her,
and that's where I have to tell her, Paige, all them things that they saying and buttering you up for, trust me, I got hoodooed recently.
And I can understand in this person's
very
situation,
recently.
And Fat Boy may want to put the brakes on because she's, anytime we talk about relationships, she wants to talk about her ex. So maybe that's what that is.
Oh, you have to write down who it is. I don't even know.
That sounds like a girl who's really got a thing for you.
I don't know who it is. And if she's as big as me, that's hot.
I think he may have a crush.
864-241-4318.
I'd like to bitch about my ex-wife because she left me and her kids for some old fat and redneck piece of shit. I don't get it. I don't get how she can leave her kids, how she can be there, and then not give a fuck about anybody, not give a fuck about anything. And all she wants to do is just gargle all day long, and now she's talking about how she wants to be faithful to this fucking hit. She's such a fucking...
Now, I can see how you could gobble
marbles?
Said item. Yeah. I can see how you could, you know, gobble a marble, but not gargle one.
I have to ask my dentist if that's a good thing to gargle.
Marbles?
Well, gargle
marbles. marbles.
Wasn't that the bad guy on Smurfs? It was Gargamel.
It was.
I thought so.
Which he looked really odd. An old bald guy in a smock chasing little Smurfs around.
With a big old, like, it looked like Gonzo, but as a human being. Like that big old hook nose that he had.
Yep. And he has a little evil ass cat with him, too.
Cats are evil.
I forgot his name.
Gargamel.
No, the cat. What was the cat's name?
Azrael.
Oh, it was, yeah. God, they put that movie out, and I'm thinking,
I didn't see it.
You put a Smurf movie out a couple weeks ago, but there's no show kids can like follow it up with.
They're not. It's like Barbie. It wasn't made for kids.
No.
Yeah. None of them are. That's why in the ones that are made for kids, they still put silhouettes and ding-a-lings and stuff in make the parents get something, you know.
That's a Dwight Yoakam song, right? Silhouettes and ding-a-lings. Hillbilly music.
You record that. That sounds good.
Live from Paige's Yoga Studio here in Greenville, South Carolina. Paige was doing the downward dong a moment ago.
She really was. It's her favorite one.
No, it's still the callrob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 11th of August, happy birthday.
Or...
Second.
This is a very odd day. Because we...
This is very odd day.
This is very odd day.
Very odd day.
Because we've got... We've got exactly two apiece. Two celebrity birthdays and two happy heavenlies.
Oh.
And I feel like one of these might be a sucket.
Why?
I know one of the heavenlies for sure.
Why are we doing it then?
Damn. Because we do it every day.
Jimmy Page.
No, actually, it's nobody in Led Zeppelin.
Oh.
But they play this song in the movie when this character gets pissed off. He gets lightning in his eyeballs.
Thor?
Yeah, it is Thor.
Mighty, mighty Thor.
He's hot.
Big-ass hammer.
Chris Hemsworth. He's got like a National Geographic show because he's got some kind of condition. And it's like him living with this condition. God, what does he have? I got to look it up. Because it's won awards. And it's like something you'd be surprised that he has.
What's that guy? I mean, I don't know what this has got to apply to.
It says he's genetically predisposed to Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah. He had that test done.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There's a test for that?
Yeah.
That's what his National Geographic show is about.
I remember watching that because, you know, I was afraid I was, too, because my mom died of it.
I don't think it kills you, does it? I mean, she may have had it when she passed or something. Neglect that part. I wouldn't want to know. It's like when you can have the test on your if your wife's pregnant.
Oh, yeah, to find out if your kid's going to be in a certain
class. I would not want to know that. I mean, it's just...
You'll find out soon enough, won't you?
I don't want... Look, they all look troubled when they come out. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. With him, it's true.
The minute my daughter was popping out, I'm like, oh, Lord, we should have found out.
Oh, boy.
We would have got better... presents at the shower, damn it. You know, they feel bad for you.
Oh, bless
him. Oh, man.
49.
Oh, no, he's
probably
not.
Way
I'd
off.
I'd say 43.
Okay.
Paige is close.
Yeah.
Thor is 42 years old today.
42 now.
He's pretty.
This one I feel like you might say suck it. I don't know. You might not. It's a comedian / UFC color commentator.
Oh, no.
It's Joe Rogan's birthday.
I'd tell him. I wouldn't tell him to suck it.
I don't know. I don't ever listen.
Rogie.
Did you ever watch the show that he'd make people eat gross stuff for money?
No.
Fear Factor.
Yeah.
How about take some of his elk if you wanted to come off a little meat?
Yeah.
Hook us up.
I'll take the guests that he says no to.
Okay. I have no...
He does have some interesting people
on the
show.
He's been around for a while, so I'm going to say dude is 60.
Okay.
And I mean, 62. I'd love to be in shape at that age, financially and physically.
Right.
Joe Rogan, and I don't know if he hates Burt Kreischer or not. There might be a feud there. I don't know. But he's 58 years old.
Dang, that's close.
Almost there.
Can't tell with Joe. You know, he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Well, dude, it's too early to hit the music.
Fatboy had a similar show. He was, it's for heterosexual men to come on and have to kiss another man, but they didn't like the title.
One person didn't like it.
Your next birthday. Paige's trying to figure out the guest there.
She's trying to. You know, let me ask you.
What?
There's a, do you want to guess Viola Davis? I know you know her because she's been in some big movies.
Did she make the doo-doo pie in The Help?
Nah, that wasn't her. I think that was Octavia Spencer.
Oh, yeah, I love her.
Viola. What a,
okay, if you don't want to guess her.
I can't think of who she is. So what do we know her from?
68.
Suicide Squad. She was in both of those.
Oh.
Some other stuff.
I thought her name was Walla. It's Viola. I'm going to say 45.
She's 60.
God bless.
You'd know her if you saw her. I don't know who it is. Do you know who Anna Gunn is? I know who Anna Gunn is, but I don't know if you want to guess her or not.
Is that Billy Legg's daughter?
No. She was Walter White's wife on Breaking Bad.
Oh, I never saw that.
Okay.
She's also in Deadwood.
I'll say whatever Paige says.
We're going out of order at this point. 55. I'm asking you.
Oh, then I'll go 37 then.
57.
Oh, God.
There's, I'm telling you, man, there's nothing. Joe Jackson is not the Joe Jackson you're thinking of.
Oh, the singer?
That mean one?
He did Stepping Out. I didn't even know this Joe Jackson, to be honest with you.
Oh, I did.
He's good.
I remember thinking, they only call the other Joe Jackson Shoeless to separate him from the singer. But no, it was because he...
You know, they almost called him something else because they never saw him go to the bathroom. Joe Jackson.
Wasn't that the Jackson 5 daddy?
Nope.
He was the Joe Jackson, though. You're absolutely right. He was. He was the mean one.
He was the one that
beat his family.
It's this guy right here. I didn't know him.
Stampin' It. Yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah, and Shoeless Joe Jackson, it was like one game that he didn't wear the shoes because he said the cleats would hurt his feet. And one time.
He ran barefoot.
Thank God that didn't stand, you know, some kind of thing with me. Like, I've been in here before, and Paige is like,
I know the song.
Forget my bra. She wasn't known as braless Paige Pirtle for the rest of her life.
She should be now, though.
Why?
She loves going topless commando.
Topless Paige Pirtle. TPP. Huh. Laskowski.
Uh-huh.
TPPL. Screw him.
Screw Joe. He is 71, though. You're right. One of the happy heavenlies you got. And we lost him.
Oh, brother.
A couple weeks ago.
Bless him.
Hulk Hogan. Terry Bollea from Clearwater, Florida.
It's his birthday.
Yeah, it would have been 72 years old.
Wow, less than a week.
Mom, I hope you get into the party. You and Daddy both. I hope y'all get to go.
Oh, they get to meet Hulk Hogan.
And do you call him Terry up there? Like, is he just Terry then?
Mr. Hogan.
You call him Honk Hogan? You
call him Honk Hogan.
Mr. Honk Hogan. It's an inside joke.
Also, the gentleman who sang, "All by myself, ain't finna be." Then you got Hungry Eyes. Eric Carmen.
Yeah.
Would have been 76 years old today.
He made your favorite soundtracks from movies of the 80s.
Not the Carmen that the church music Carmen.
Mm-mm.
That's a different one.
That was dramatic Christian music right there.
He was really popular. Yeah, him and Michael W. Smith and DC Talk and others. Jars
Sandy
of Clay.
Patty.
Creed. Remember Creed said they were a Christian band?
Oh, yeah.
And then people were kind of giving them... whatever you give people. Till they dropped a certain word in the song. And they're like, nope.
That and that video came out of him and Fred Durst on the tour bus. Not together, but.
Nope.
They get in a fight or something?
No, they were receiving favors and putting things in their nose or something.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Boys will be boys.
Guess what they were putting up there?
Yeah.
Was it cocaine?
Each other.
Something that rhymes with stick.
Nasal spray.
Called nostril docking.
Something that rhymes with stick bed.
Oh. Wow. What the hell?
God. Nostril docking.
Oh, Paige.
It's my new band's
You're
name.
A barrel of monkeys. Oh. You really are.
You really are.
Tomorrow is Tuesday, so keep that in mind. Also, if you want to go back and listen to any part of today's show or you missed last week's, you went to the beach again or whatever it was,
this would be nice.
You can text the word podcast to 1-800-774-0093, the TLCMotors.com phone line, or you can find us anywhere now. I said that the other day and somebody thought I was joking. Literally most places, and we made a big score. I don't like to gloat about it too much because I'm not much of one to do things such
not
as.
Not a gloater. You got gloats.
But... yeah, we've done a deal to be on that platform now because we heart listeners.
I really mean, do.
Yeah.
And if they, we heart money, and they want it, so haha.
Get us on there, boys. We at it.
It means we get to go to two Christmas parties this year. Two.
Probably
count
should.
Them two.
Hell yeah.
Paige, thank you. Fat Boy, thank you.
Thank you more.
You're
thank
welcome. You're welcome.
You're the most welcomest.
I didn't thank you.
He didn't thank you back. He was.
Well, I unwelcome you, bitch boy.
Oh. Why is a woman always got to go to that?
You're
I'm
lucky
surprised
HR's not here
to say you had a tiny wang or something.
Okay.
Well, she's about to say it.
Say
I'm not sure.
What, tiny pee-pee boy?
Yeah.
God.
And you say she's bored out.
Jesus. I like where this is going.
No, I meant like, not like that. I meant like bored, you know.
I'm sorry.
Is that my Native American name, Tiny Pee Pee Boy?
I'm sorry I called you a name. I apologize.
So now she's gaslighting me.
That is not nice.
That's a gaslit apology.
I apologize.
Is HR here today?
It's Monday.
Man, it was not.
So, good morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bye, baby, bye.